The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Good morning, everyone. It's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor. We have some beautiful weather here in the Northeast. So grab your cup of coffee, your tea, whatever you enjoy, pull up a chair, and let's chat about the latest coming out of DC, because what's happening in Washington right now could shake up everything you thought you knew about the so-called Russian collusion saga. And I want to start by having you imagine something here. Imagine that the truth about the Russian collusion hoax and who really orchestrated it finally came out, not just to Congress, but to everyone, the whole of the American people. What if everyone, that is apart from the most rabid far-left lunatics out there, but what if the new common sense consensus, the 60, 70% of the nation that wants our borders secured, illegal migrants deported, manufacturing and industry coming back to our heartlands, lower taxes, lower regulations, an end to woke DEI nonsense and the like. What if all of them discovered what really happened with the Obama administration and the fabrication of the whole Russian collusion hoax? What would their reaction be? What would their sentiment and their inclination going forward towards the Democrat Party be? Gang, it looks like that's about to happen. Seriously, it looks like it's about to happen. As you know, Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, has just declassified a series of jaw-dropping documents. These bombshells don't just poke holes in the Russian collusion narrative. They knock down the whole edifice, the whole house of cards. The documents clearly reveal that officials in the Obama administration deliberately manufactured and fabricated intelligence, setting the stage for an unprecedented political hit job on President Trump, which more and more people are recognizing really was nothing less than a years-long attempted coup, going all the way to the top, going all the way to Obama, with the intelligence community itself being weaponized for partisan purposes. So just the other day, Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, sat down with CBN News, the Christian Broadcasting Network, which I've worked with in the past. They're wonderful. And he didn't mince words. He called the Russian collusion scandal, quote, a sinister plot and a complete betrayal of public trust. He made it clear that the greatest threat in all of this isn't just what was done to President Trump. That was bad enough. But it's the damage to our institutions, the very foundation of justice itself. And Johnson's message was clear in that interview. The American people deserve answers, and it's finally time for real accountability in all of this. And that's what he stressed. That's the key term, accountability. That's what we voted for in November. We voted to finally hold these swamp creatures accountable for their sinister actions. Let's be crystal clear. Congressional Republicans, including Johnson, have said for years that the Russian collusion narrative was bogus. They knew it. Now, armed with hard evidence, they're pushing forward with serious investigations. Johnson, who served on both the House Judiciary Committee as well as Trump's impeachment defense teams, he saw firsthand how the collusion story was weaponized, using false, unverified intelligence to attack and impeach the sitting president, not just once, but twice.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
And now the plot actually thickens. The newly released materials by Tulsi are revealing that whistleblowers inside the intelligence community had actually already pushed back. I don't know if you heard this. This is fascinating. We're now learning that there were indeed a number of intelligence officials who had the integrity to refuse to sign off on conclusions they knew were absolutely bogus and politicized. So to their credit, there were voices inside the intelligence communities that pushed back on Comey and Brennan and others, saying that they were not going to be complicit in this sham. And they're now all coming out of the woodworks. They're now all offering their testimony under oath about what they saw firsthand in the Obama administration's attempt to sabotage a duly elected president. And obviously, their warnings originally were ignored as top officials acting at the request of President Trump pushed out the January 2017 intelligence community assessment, painting Trump as Putin's puppet. So what happens now? Well, Speaker Johnson has vowed that the House will follow the evidence wherever it leads. Those were his words. They are going to follow the evidence wherever it leads, including the subpoena of key Obama-era figures like John Brennan, the former head of CIA, and James Clapper, the former director of National Intelligence, and yes, even Barack Hussein Obama himself. And again, Johnson made it very clear in that interview yesterday, if that's uncomfortable for him, for Obama to be subpoenaed before Congress, then he shouldn't have overseen these corrupt shenanigans in the first place. So bottom line, according to Johnson, no more sacred cows, no more hiding behind the bureaucracy or complacent or complicit legacy media, just the truth and the rule of law from this point forward. And it's happening. It's happening. Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan, as well as Oversight Chair James Comer, they are indeed reportedly prepping for DEFCON 1 level oversight here. We're talking mass subpoenas, depositions, criminal referrals. The DOJ is launching, of course, its own investigation now in light of Tulsi's dropping the bombshell referrals for prosecution of Obama officials. But here's the challenge. As you know, up until now, accountability for political elites has been literally non-existent. As one observer put it, until we actually see handcuffs, this is all just pageantry. Many are demanding the kind of justice that would have landed any one of us, ordinary Americans, in jail within days. We want to see the exact same justice for those in seats of power. After all, they're the ones who taught us no one is above the law. Well, according to Speaker Johnson, Obama and his officials are indeed about to learn that lesson the hard way. So what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments section below. Is justice finally coming for the corrupt Obama administration? Tell us what you think in the comments down below. And of course, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. I'll see you in the studio later today. Let's all have an amazing day. God bless you.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.